Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We got a lot to thank the Lord for. He went to the cross, died on the cross for our sins, that we could live in heaven with him one of these days. And we need to live for him. We need to stay in his will. And our subject for today is 1 Peter 4:1. And I'm going to read 2 also. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. We need to stay in the will of God. And then we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Right.
We just want to welcome everybody to Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. And we want to say thank you to everybody that's tuned in from all over the world. Just tell your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones about the broadcast and get it shared out for us so we can reach other people. We're just trying to lift up the name of Jesus. So help us get the word out. And Facebook listeners, you can post your prayer request and your praise reports in the comments below, and we'll look at them a little later, and we'll help pray over your needs. And we just want to say thank you to the ones that have been praying for my family. My sister passed away, and we just want everybody to remember all of her family. They're having a hard time right now. And just lift them up to God, and we'll thank everybody for it. And we're going to have Tim to come around and sing a couple songs, whatever he's going to sing there. And then we're going to have our pastor to come and obey the Lord, Pastor Don Harris.
Praise Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just give me one.
So I won't be in your way. Be my Lord, I'm just gonna in which you place your hand. Don't I will let your be done. So I don't understand.
From there, I've even crossed my mind, but I don't teach me.
me to trust Him more as He works His will in me. I rest securely in His care, and the surrender is sure and sweet. When a journey takes a detour unexpectedly, I try to accept and understand what it all means. When I press to show the world what I really believe, I will trust You more. When my heart begins to faint because I see a life so great, I'm so proud of the Lord, how long can I live that day? In the fiercest part of battle, when my feet don't want to stay, I will trust You more. I will trust You more. With my life.
Yes.
At this time, we're going to turn it over to our pastor, Don Harris. Here he is.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
The Lord, everybody. Praise God. It's great to come back to you tonight in the lovely name of Jesus, and just thank Him for all that He's done for us and all that He's been with us and through our lifetime. And praise God, as He suffered down here, and He sure did. He suffered for you and for me. Hallelujah. And He said, arm yourself in like manner.
Amen.
Praise God. As He suffered, oh, I will suffer. But praise God, and they that have ceased from suffering, praise God, from sin. Hallelujah, because they're suffering. I was thinking, praise God, at the suffering of the people that's out there today. Praise God, and all the heartaches and the things that's happening. There's trouble, children, in this walk of life. And
amen.
Praise God, they're crying and dying. There's heartache, but I'm so thankful that Jesus comes and made a way, praise God, as He suffered and He said, arm yourself in like manner, praise God, as He suffered for you and I, that we could live and that we could have life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But on one side, you look at it, we're blessed beyond measure or unrecognizable at the goodness and the love of the Lord. Praise God that He's bestowed upon us, and we hear about wars and rumors of wars and storms and sweeping across our land like they've never been. Praise God, surely, children, at the end is a drawing very close, and people are living their life and people's crying and pain and agony. Praise God, of the heartaches and the crying and the suffering and the dying. Thank God that, praise God, that when this walk of life is over, I'll tell you, if we've accepted Jesus Christ, hallelujah, why then it'll all be over. We can go home to be with Him and to rest with Him forever and forevermore. And I'm glad to be able to stand here tonight and tell you and how to get the good reports that we get, and all the people that's listening and are watching, and how the Lord is touching you. Praise God. And we want you to pray for our daughter, Vicki, having panic attacks and suffering pretty bad, but we know our God's able to touch her and heal her.
Amen.
And so many others across our land and our country. But I'll say again, I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Praise God. And He's my Savior. I trust Him with my life, with my soul. I trust Jesus to take care of me. in this walk of life.
Amen.
Praise God that he'll lead me. He'll guide me into all spiritual.
Yes.
Praise God, highs and deeper depths.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I will say tonight, there's no limits on how far the Lord, he will take us.
Amen.
It will present our bodies a living sacrifice unto him. And just say, Lord, here I am. I can't do this on my own. I can't live the life that's pleasing to Jesus and try to work it out and do it myself. No, I've got to give myself over to him.
Amen.
And present my body a living sacrifice, whole and acceptable unto God. And get born again and get the Spirit of Christ in me.
Amen.
And the Spirit that dwells in us will lead us into all truth.
Yes.
And righteousness and godliness.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus. Church, we're not led by the flesh. We're led by the Spirit.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, praise God, that the Spirit won't lead you and I into sin or into corruption. But the fleshly part of this thing, a man will lead you in sin. And it'll take you farther than you want to go.
Amen.
It'll cost you far more than you want to pay. Because
yes,
the wages of sin is death.
Yes.
But the gift of God is eternal life.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. And I know that you know these things. If you come to know who Jesus is, in the free pardon of sin, you know how you're blessed. And you know how that the Lord helps you through all your troubles and through all your trials, through the very powers and the forces of the devil. When he's trying to override you and to overrun you and to pull you farther than you want to go. Hallelujah. But if you yield yourself,
amen,
and give yourself unto him, church, he'll take you in and he'll receive you. And he'll be a God to you.
Amen.
And you can be his son and your daughter, said the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know it's time that people everywhere dedicate their life unto the Lord. See, I can't work this thing out on my own.
Amen.
Because this me, the devil, bigger than I am. But with Christ in me and in you, then you're bigger than the devil.
Yeah.
And through Christ in you and I, we're more than a conqueror.
Yes, amen.
And more than an overcomer.
Yes, amen.
We can. Somebody said one time, I cannot fight the good fight of faith, but I'm here to tell you this afternoon that you can fight the good fight of faith. Praise God, because it ain't in your power. It ain't in your strength. But it's in the power, hallelujah, of a resurrected Savior.
Amen.
A God tonight that is able and he's bigger and powerful.
Yes.
Than any kind of situation.
Amen.
Or any kind of, somebody said, you don't know the forces that I'm fighting against. I don't know the forces that you're fighting against, but I know the God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That he's bigger than them powers.
Amen.
He's bigger than them forces.
Amen.
today that, pray God, whatever comes your way, you and Jesus can overcome it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I'm glad that I recognize one day, praise God, that He is a God that hears. And He's a God that answers. And He's a God that moves.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, friends, there's not a sickness bigger than He is.
Amen.
There's not a force that He can't heal, or a fire that He can't overcome, or you can't. Christ will be in with you.
Yeah.
He said, I give you, Jesus said, I give you power to tread on scorpions. I give you power over the enemy. And He said, don't rejoice because of it, but rather rejoice because your name is wrote down in the Lamb of God. I'm a thank tonight for a little while. We're not serving a dead God. But church, we ought to see Him high and lifted up, Daniel is. Praise God, said He's crying, fill the temple, and the cherubims begin to fly through the midst of them. And as they begin to fly through the midst, they begin to cry, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And when they cried, the glory of the Lord filled that house, filled that temple. My Lord, and the doorposts begin to move. I'll tell you, church, ain't something about when God's people begin to cry to the Lord, holy, holy Lord God, almighty, true, and righteous are your ways. Have God tonight, that He hears our cries and our prayers. Word of God said His ears are not dull.
Amen.
That He cannot hear. But He's listening for me and you. Just come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. And He said, I'll give you rest. Hallelujah. Church, there's rest in Him. There's help in Him. And I thank you. Word of God said there's God's meaning and there's Lord's meaning. They are the gods of this world and a God that cannot hear and a God that cannot answer.
Amen.
But ain't you glad you know who Jesus is?
Yes. Amen.
He's the one that can hear you.
Amen.
He's the one that's crying out to you and me and says, come unto me. I'll give you rest.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Somebody tonight is in trouble. Somebody tonight is sick that needs a touch from the Master's hand. But I'm here to tell you, praise God, He's right there, ready to hear your prayer. Then the Bible says, of the righteous Christ, and the Lord heareth. And He delivers us out of all of our troubles.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Come to Him. Casting all your cares upon Him. Because He cares.
Amen.
And He wants to help you. And Paul said, and I'll say it again, they've got me.
Amen.
But to me and you, they have one God that can hear and can move and can deliver.
Yes.
And His name is Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Woo! And He's still alive in the church. Hallelujah. Them that will believe, them that will call on His name and have no other.
Amen.
I'm going to read just a little bit if I can see it. Praise God. Arm yourself, children. In like manner as Christ suffered.
Yes.
Hallelujah. for they that suffered. Praise God, for they that have suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Hallelujah, but I'm going to the book of Kings for a little while tonight. Praise God, about the 18th chapter. Praise God on Elijah. Then Elijah knows who his God was. And he was a servant of God in the answer. And a God that would move. Do you remember when Elijah and him was out there? Him and the little lad, praise God. And the enemies was camped all around them. And I may be the way you feel. And the enemy's got you hedged in. And he's camped all around and about you.
Come on.
And the little lad began to cry out to Elijah, alas, our enemies has got us surrounded. There ain't no other way. There ain't no way out of here. Praise God, me and you here. And we're alone. And our enemies is everywhere. I may be the way you feel. But friend, let me tell you. But Elijah began to say, said, Lord, open his eyes and let him see. Praise God that we're not alone. And the Lord opened his eyes. And he began to look around the top of their mountains, horses, chariots, flaming fire. Although Elijah said, more of us. And it are them. You think you're alone tonight, children? You're a born-again child of the King. But I'm telling you, you're not alone. Jesus is right there. Praise God. So open his eyes. Let him see. My Lord, he opened his eyes. Brother, they were the host of heaven all around.
Amen.
Friend, I'm telling you tonight. If you've been saved, if you've been born again, and you've got Jesus, they are with you than they are with this world.
Yes, amen.
Then the Lord say, I'll be with you. I'll go with you. Praise God. I'll never leave you.
Amen.
Through heartaches, a lot of times, I don't know, he may be encouraging you. Because you're not able to walk.
Amen.
Praise God, over here. Oh, Elijah began to talk. And it said, Elijah came. Praise God, 18 and verse 21. Hallelujah. Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long? Praise God, halt ye between two opinions. You know, tonight, that's what you're wrong. Well, a lot of people today that say they're Christians, they're not dedicated, hallelujah, to the Lord. They try to hold on with the world and the things of the world with one hand and the Lord with the other hand.
Amen.
It was a word. He said, you got to deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me.
Yes.
You can't sin a little bit
Amen.
And still be of God.
Amen.
So God said they that sinneth is of the devil.
Amen.
And the devil sinneth from the beginning. Yes. But praise God, Jesus come, suffered, as we read here in 1 Peter. Forward, one, and down through it. He suffered in the flesh like no other man ever suffered.
Amen.
Praise God for giving me. And he said, arm yourselves in like manner. But they that suffer in the flesh have ceased from sin.
Yes.
I tell you, we need to get out of the sin and business. We need to get into the glory of the Lord. And the power of the Spirit, of the anointing of the Lord.
Yes, amen.
And say, I got somebody. Sure, the devil's got power. But brother, I care not. Power like my God has.
Amen.
He's got all power.
Yes.
And he gives
yes.
you and me power. Woo!
Yes.
The great old
yes.
serpent. And old yes. scorpion. And over the edge.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Here I'm telling you, you may feel all alone, but the Lord said, I'll be there. I'll go all the way with you.
Yes.
And you got him. Or we have fathered him.
Amen.
I've got to say it again. They are of us. And they are them.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
somebody
you.
Might say the wicked is taking over. But hallelujah. I ain't talking about being numbered with the number of this world and the sin. We may be a few
yeah.
down here that's willing to dedicate their life to the Lord and willing to come out and separate themselves.
Thank you, Lord.
Most people want to be like somebody else.
Amen.
Or want yeah. to be like the world. But you know what? When you really get born again, you don't want to be like the devil.
Amen. Come on.
You don't want to be like sin.
Yeah.
You want to be like Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Christ-like.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Because the devil left out of you alive. And when he left,
Lord.
Where Jesus come in, the devil had to leave.
Yes. Come on. Amen.
Let me tell you, if you still love the world, and the things of the world.
Amen.
The love of God ain't in.
That's right.
You need to go back to the altar and cry unto the Lord.
Amen.
And ask God. Most people, or a lot of people, they have a change of mind.
Mm-hmm.
But brother, I'll tell you, when you get born again, in other words, when you get saved,
thank you, Jesus.
You don't just get it in your mind. You Come get
on,
it man. In your heart.
Amen.
He'll come in your heart. That old stony heart. Praise God to be changed.
Yes, amen.
That old man of sin.
Glory to God.
Will move out. And Jesus Christ will move in. Friend, I'm telling you tonight. If I'm a living a Christian life, you're living a Christian life, I believe we get in trouble. We can call on Jesus
yes.
to come Lord. And heal us.
Amen.
And he said, because we abide in him,
yes.
and his word abide in us,
yes.
fast, what we will in his name, and that he'll do it.
Yes, amen.
I get sick. Sure do. I cry out to the Lord.
Yes.
And I believe the Lord to heal me.
Yes.
And if he don't heal me, I say, Lord, what's wrong? Is there sin in me? Is something in there that ain't right?
Thank you, Lord.
If they are, Lord, forgive me.
Yes.
Get it out of me.
Amen.
And get me to the place, hallelujah, that I'm abiding in you, and your word's abiding in me, and I can ask whatever I will in your name.
Yes.
And you do it.
Amen.
Because we abide in him. I'll tell you, you can't abide in sin and
Amen.
Say I was born again 40 years ago.
Come on.
But I've seen it every day. But you're of the devil. You didn't really get what you needed.
Amen.
Down on that cross. Because the Lord said he had put a new heart in you. And a new spirit in you.
Amen.
Praise God. And Paul said, We're crucified. What does crucified mean? We died out.
Amen.
That's it.
To the passion, man.
Yeah.
We died out to sin.
Amen.
Amen.
And we come alive in the spirit.
Yes.
And in the anointing of God.
Yes, Lord, amen.
You can't say, preacher, pray for me that I'll be healed. And I expect the Lord to heal me. And I want you to pray, God, to heal me.
Thank you, Jesus.
That I can go back up there and leave it up. What kind of God, hallelujah, what do you think we're serving?
Come on.
He ain't going to heal me.
There you go.
Before I can go to sin and live for the devil.
Amen.
He heals us. He takes care of his all.
Yes.
And let me ask you, do we belong to Jesus? But Elijah come and said, how long are you going to be holding between two opinions?
Yes. Come on.
How long is people going to be? Well, some says they're straddled the fence. You can't be straddled the fence.
No.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You're either for Jesus.
Come on.
Or you for the devil.
That's right.
You're either saved. You're a saint of God.
Amen.
You're a child of God. Or you for the devil and the works of the devil you will do. Hallelujah. And you ain't got no heart to do righteous or holiness and godly.
Amen.
The Bible said the grace of God it brought salvation.
Yeah.
It appeared to all of us.
Yeah.
Now these people must have been here holding. In other words, what's being holding? They didn't know if they wanted to serve God or not.
Come on.
They was holding.
Mm-hmm.
They were sort of holding on to the devil. And ain't got a lot of, like a lot of church people today.
Amen. Come on.
And let me tell you, I ain't saying this to no one certain church congregation. In about every one of them, there's people from the outside the church, there's pastors, there's teachers,
come on.
They evangelists, they talk a good talk in the house of God.
Come on.
But when they out there, they dress like the world.
Come on.
They look like the world.
Yeah.
They talk like the world. They run around with their little short-legged britches on.
Come on.
Little golden chain hanging around the neck. Their shirt's unbuttoned about halfway down. Well, why do people do that? Both men and women.
Come on.
What happened? Went quiet. Went off air. Man, what happened? What is going on here? Amen.
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 The Lord our God, and besides me, reach them and will reach them. That son or that daughter is running out in drugs. They were wasting their life. He takes a minute. But Jesus loved him. And he's standing with his hands stretched out. Saying, come unto me. I'll give you rest. I'll give you peace. I'll give you happiness. We'll be happy, children. From the Spirit of the Lord will make you happy. Yeah. When you're down. When he pick you up, and when you stand, he'll comfort your heart. Praise God. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Don't let your heart be troubled. But they got a hold on the Lord. They cried to their God. Lazarus said, maybe he's asleep. You need to cry loud. They cry loud. But they're going to be in action. He said, maybe stop. Maybe he didn't come. Where's God? Maybe he's busy. Follow me. And God blew that out there, didn't it? It says it on men here. They cut their faith. The blood just out of their arms. From the morning till the nothing, God was on a dead dog. And he never did answer. When it come time, ain't you happy tonight? You got a God. You call him. Somebody that knows who he is. Little lad, and happy to know. He tore down their own. Hallelujah. He fell in your own. He killed the boy. Put him on the own. And set him up. And he set him in his place. And he set 3,000 to 4,000 of them. They thought, what in the world are they going to do with one? Need some care. Your daddy's thinking it because their God didn't ask you. But he said, and he took the 4 miles of the water and he put it on the wood and the sacrifice. Said to it again. They brought him 4 more and said to him 1 more time. 12 miles of water. Pulled it on the wood. Sacrificed in the wood. On the altar. I want to run a trench. Hallelujah. And fill it up. 12 miles of water. According to the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. My. And then, when it comes up, I mean it's time. You hear me? I mean it's time. The sight of God. Begin to bring the prayer of heaven. I believe it's time. It's too late. It's too late. The Lord Jesus. It's too late. When Jesus steps out, the cry, the prayer, even though people will, people will die. And in storms, it's a raging. But I will die. But they cry, run, search, hunt for their families and for their loved ones. Cover it up. What's going on, children? What's happening? We need to serve him. With all of our heart. Life going in the earth. And the Bible says, the fire came down from heaven. And he burned out the wood. house of the Lord. My God, your God, you told me, is a God. Woo! That's what I deserve. I'm going to say it one more. The redeemed of God. The righteous Christ. The fear and the hope. The Christ. Whoa!
Yes, it will.
Oh, you are the praise God. And then God answered the Father. Burn up the Lord and sacrifice. Let him sit. Friend, praise God. The Bible said we're assembled. That's what we obey. Did that mean on Sunday morning? That means it's on Sunday night? No, that means every day. Present you back. And the Lord. There's one other. My soul. He said, if I hold it in, please, God. In Christ's life, praise God. So I'm not telling you. If I didn't love you, I would not tell you the truth. What the Lord told me, I said to you, you see it every day. And still go to heaven. But I'm telling you, you can't see it every day. You got to get skin out. And I know you may fall, but get up. And you ask the Lord to help you. Help me, Lord, to come on in. The perfection. Help me, Lord, to come on in. To the knowledge. And the realms of the Spirit. And the truth. And I'll walk in the truth. And I'll walk full field. Come on, stood up wide. Neighbor, God's called the people, now the people, at this hour, that will take up the cross and follow you. I pray you with all the love in my heart. Jesus loves you. He wants you to come to me. It ain't
Amen.
You with all that love. It ain't you with him. Every time I preach last night, in Cleveland, out of the book of Hebrews. How, if we be glad, if we be dead, to a greater pain of salvation, how shall we escape? Which Jesus come and signed and wonders he was doing to show people that he was God. Grace not manifested in the flesh. Miracles on top of miracles. Raising the dead. It said both were signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Praise God, and he confirmed this night by his disciples. And he sent them out to preach the word of God. To you and me. And to show us that we can live godly in this present world. Not in itself we can, but through Christ Jesus, we're Lord and overcome. Elijah was serving a real God. He was serving the God of nature. 450 prophets of men. I was all I am, 454. But there was an election. They took the sin. The blood of that. You can have no more of that. Hallelujah. But Jesus loves you. And he wants you to come. He wants you to come unto him. And pick up the cross. And you can't work your salvation out. You've got to let him. You gotta let him do it. You gotta let him have his way in your life. Present yourself. Pray one for another. Good showing for them to see his back. Way down in the highest state. I'm gonna say for no one. Lift up the eyes and look on the field. Your wife. Your wife. They're already in the harvest. But they will be. Don't look at somebody else. But ask yourself, Lord, where am I? Show me.
Yeah, Sister Betty, your volume's messed up on your equipment. It started at 6:35. It cut off on Brother Don, and I barely can hear you.
I'm sorry. Hold on just a minute.
Talk now.
I can hear you now. Whatever you did, you fixed it. But the last, from 6:35 to just now, you couldn't hear it.
Okay.
All right, Sister. Yeah, I can hear you good now.
Okay, just go ahead and
all right, praise God. You know, I thank God for the opportunity to come in here tonight and lift up the powerful name of Jesus, the one that suffered, bled, died, and then rose again for us. You know, and I love this scripture tonight that we've got out of 1 Peter chapter 4. In verse 1, it says, "For as much then as Christ have suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind." I thought about that. You know, we're supposed to have the mind of Christ once he's come in us and we've been born again. His spirit dwells within us. We're supposed to have a mind like Christ, aren't we? He said, you know, with the glory to God, the same mind Jesus then. That we want to follow God, even we want to listen to God just like he did. The Father told him everything to say and do. And glory to God. For he that hath suffered in the flesh, he ceased from sin. Glory to God. If you're willing to suffer for the gospel's sake, then you, it's because you ain't sinning no more. That's because you're trying to follow a new road. You're following a tribe of Jesus. You want him to lead you now. Glory to God, you're living and working for him. That's what it's all about. If that means that we quit the world, we divorce ourselves from the world, and we're walking in the Spirit of God. And just like me, I know that it goes on down here, and I'm going to get in some stuff that happens, I guess, to everybody that makes a Christian. He said that he should no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Now, that's what being
Amen.
A Christian means. It's not to us and not what you'd have me to do, but I got to do what God says. Glory to God. What he leads me to do, where he leads me to go, that's where I got to go. And that's what I got to do when I get there. That means I don't go in my will. I go in his. That's what the brother's talking about, yeah. Folks. That's taking up your cross every day and following Jesus. And glory to God. He said, you suffer in the flesh, son. Yeah. Because you may not feel like it might be go somewhere you don't want to go. It might be, for me, go preach at a church that I know how the people are and I really don't want to go there. But if God sends me, something's going to come out of it. That's what it's about. That's following Jesus. That's taking your cross up. And it might get heavy sometimes. But you know when it gets so heavy, you can't hardly bear it. You look back and he drags it, the more he's got the back end for you. That's Jesus. He'll never leave us. Glory to God. It said, for the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. And that's what sinning is, all that stuff. And wherein they think it's strange that you run not with them to the same excess of right, speaking evil of you. Let me tell you a story about an old country boy from Alabama. I run with a certain set of people for years and years, and we was close friends, I thought. Nothing separated. We fished together, we hunted together, and we partied together. But when I went to them and said, boys, there's been a change. I got saved, and I ain't going to be drinking, partying, none of that stuff no more. But I did want to be friends. And they said, it's like smoke. And they was gone.
Praise God.
I hadn't had them friends no more.
Yes.
That's what he's talking about, suffering in the flesh. Them was friends I went through grade school with, high school with. We got married. We lived right around here together. And we're just real good friends. And you know what? I ain't seen them, period, since then. They don't come around me. James Miles, off limits. He don't do the things we do. Oh, he thinks he's all that now. He's above us because he don't drink. But that ain't nothing about what James Miles is about. I'm about Jesus. And Jesus is about me right now. Glory to God. I sat down this chair right over behind this table. Today I sat over there and had a song playing. And like I melted and fell out in the floor. And when I got down that floor, I had me a time. I got down with Jesus. And I felt something come through me just like grabbing hold of a 110 wire. Folks, that's real. That's God. That's
Lord.
What I want. Let them.
Amen.
Let them. They can drink. They can party. They can have their dope. They can have everything they want. But if they just get a hold of a little bit of what got a hold of me in that floor over there, see, I was wandering around, couldn't get up. He had me out, just I was out, and could not get back up out of the floor. And that's God. That's the best feeling in the world. I was higher than I'd ever been. I got up out of the floor, but it was in the Spirit of God.
Glory.
And that's what life is about, folks. And glory to God. If you can't suffer a little bit for Jesus, why don't you ever look back and really listen to what he did for you? How he suffered and bled for you. He didn't have to do that. At any time, he could have said, get me down there, this is too much. But he went through every bit of it so me and you wouldn't have to suffer. So me and you could be forgiven. So me and you could have a chance. So me and you could be willing to stand for him. And we're in a world right now, today, not coming in the future like it used to be, today, when they don't like Christians no more. They don't like us, the woke crowd, because we don't believe like they do. We don't like stuff they do. And they're going to come against us, sure. We're going to be put down. We're going to be their enemies, even though they're not ours. We pray for them every day. And yet they'll come against us because we have Jesus. And we believe in him. And we believe in his word and in his laws more than the laws of man. The laws of man, I obey what I can. But what's sinful, I'm not going to do. And that's a fact of life. But get used to it. I'm going to start back reading down here in verse 12, same chapter. He said, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you." In other words, all this stuff you go through for Jesus, your friends leave you, son, you know, family won't even support you a lot of times, all this stuff, because you bring to their mind that they're wrong. That's why. They don't want to face their sins. You faced yours and begged forgiveness. But when you do, look out, because the devil's going to attack you from every direction, every side. But just like old Elijah and his servant that Brother Don preached about, glory to God, we might be surrounded, but there's more of us than there are them. Yeah. All the power of God is on my side. And I know I'm going to win because he told me in his word that we was more than conquerors. Glory to God, because the battle was won in Calvary. We just going through a little of it. But the battle's done been won, friend. Devil's just a dumb something. He don't know that he's already lost. He said, "But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." Because the Bible said, we share in his glory. You imagine that. The light of God that shines in heaven was shining from us because we share in the glory of God. Hallelujah. If that ain't worth going through a little something, it ain't going to get there. Friend, I'm telling you, you're in the wrong path. And when people come against you, for Jesus' sake, stand your ground. You ain't standing alone. Glory to God. Elijah's servant. And he has his eyes open where he can see the help there. But a Christian knows it helps there.
Thank you, Lord.
We know we're not standing alone. We know Jesus ain't going to leave us and just turn us loose to the wolves. He's the shepherd. He fights the wolves off. Glory to God. Get your mind right with God and your everything else will line up. Said, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Because we believe in him enough that if they start putting us down because we believe a certain way, we don't bow our heads in shame and walk off. We stand there and tell them, well, that's what God said, and that's how I'm going to live, and that's how I'm going to believe. Glory to God. That's why the Bible says, don't fear them that can kill your body. Fear the one that can kill your body, then cast your soul into hell. That's the one we're supposed to fear. This world ain't got nothing that can hurt us if God's on our side. Friend, the battle's already won for my soul. He paid for it. He said, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer. And here's what they are. Or as a busybody in other men's matters. You don't stick your nose in the business of your neighbor. You don't stick your nose in something you hear somebody's been doing and run tell it 40 times. That's sticking your nose where it don't belong. You got enough to take care of if you can get this right here up to the gates of heaven and get your way in, because that'll keep you busy. Friend, that cross gets heavy, and when you go to throw the weight of everything you've heard and told on top of it, you're just back to sinning again and laid your cross down. You look behind you, saw that junk you piled up. It ain't your cross no more. That's what he's talking about. He said, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Now, people, it's weekly at a time today, and everybody can see it. You can listen to them talk on TV. They don't like Christian people anymore. They don't like us speak the name of Jesus when we pray. There's a restaurant over here in Mississippi, and they won't allow you to pray over your food. If you do, they'll ask you to leave. Think about that for a minute. I don't go there because they just get their feelings hurt. I'm going to pray anyway. But you don't go to places like that. It says remove yourself from such. And go to there. Not a real Christian to eat there. Because glory to God, I'm going to thank God for what he gave me. Hallelujah. And I don't care if it airlifts the devil. I'm still going to do it. I'm going to get down and, Lord, I thank you and praise you and ask your blessing on this food, Lord. Because that's what it's
about.
We got to walk as a Christian.
But God's
got to be a Christian. Glory to Jesus. It said, for the time is come. That means it's already here, right? The time is come that judgment must begin. Where do you think it'll begin at? All these dope heads, all these drunks and prostitutes, people like that out here. No. He said it must begin at the house of God.
That's
and
it.
First
should,
what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? If it begins with us, if our righteousness and holiness is tried by God, hallelujah, God, and it's not pure, it's not of him, glory to God. We can't suffer for him. Any little suffering's too much, God. I can't do that. I can't give 10%. Here's five.
Hallelujah.
I'm
going to
give you this 5% every week. But I can't give you 10 because I got bills. And I don't trust you to give it back. I don't trust you to bless me with enough to pay my bills. That's not a Christian. That's a doubting Thomas, folks. That's what it's called.
Amen.
You can't trust God for a little bit. How are you going to trust him for your immortal soul? How are you going to trust him for your salvation? How are you going to trust in Jesus to be your Lord and your Savior, your King, your I Am in your life? How's he going to be that if you don't even trust him to do the things he said he'd do? Glory to God. And if the righteous, listen to this now, scarcely be saved. You know that means not every time. That just means rarely. Some few times, there's going to be one come up there that's walking for Jesus. There's going to be one come up there that's serving him with all they've got, body, soul, and mind. They give it to God and say, Lord, here, I ain't bringing much to the table, but you take all of this and use it for your glory. Because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take faith. Glory to God. If they're scarcely saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? They ain't got a prayer. If the people in the churches go into the churches that's in the house of God and they're scarcely saved, that means not every time at all, scarcely. If they're not saved, where's the ones that ain't even claiming God going into? But guess who's going into hell first? The ones that's in the church house claiming holy, 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 hands in the air, jumping up and down every now and then, when the music's just right, sit still like that, not go to sleep when the preacher's preaching. That's the ones. The ones that can't get excited over the word of God, but a song can just get them to dance. Praise God. I got a song in my heart making me dance. There wasn't no song playing over there when I was down in that floor, praise God. But I tell you what, I can hear heaven and glory to God. The angels were singing songs. Seemed like it was going into my soul. Praise God. That's what serving God's about, is really serving God, turning loose of everything else to get a hold of the hope of the salvation he died to give us. People ain't going
praise
to that place.
God.
Praise the Lord. He said, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God, commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. You got to suffer a little for God. It ought to be because you've entrusted him with your soul.
If I've got to go through something, yes, God, in order to make it to heaven, then let me go through it. God, I ain't going to gripe.
No.
I ain't going to growl. I ain't going to grumble. Because you said it rained on the just and the unjust just alike. You had glory. You ain't showing me favor because it said there ain't no strange things happen to me. But I go through these fiery trials, they happen to everybody. And if I can't love you enough to stay a hold of you, I ain't worth coming into heaven. I ain't worth entering that gate. God, I got to go through stuff because you went through stuff for me and for everybody else. It goes right over here. I'm going to read just a little bit out of chapter 5. Verse 6 is, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. See, when you're going through them trials, you cast all that care on Jesus. Guess what? He'll take care of it too. He'll bring you through that trial. He'll bring you through that trouble. He'll bring you through that reproach from others, glory to God. And he'll come through stronger than you was when it started, because you got somebody on your side that won't never quit fighting for you. Praise God. He said, be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And let me tell you something, Christian. I'm too strong for that. Let me tell you something. The devil's a sneaky, tricky, lying rascal. And if he can find your weak spot, he'll hit you in that weak spot over and over and over and try to make you fall. That's why we may suffer. We may go through things. We might have tribulations. We might have trials. But Jesus had them too. And everybody around has the same things happen to them. But praise God, we got help. They don't. Praise God, we've got help. We got one that carries through. We got one that's able to save our souls and to bring us into the kingdom of heaven to live forever with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We've got that hope in us. You understand? Hope is a substance of things not seen, but it's also the evidence.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The evidence of it. I've got evidence in me. Right over there, I got some evidence that this evening when it come upon me, and I felt that power go through my soul, and I know there's some evidence that God is real right there, and that he'll be with you forever and ever if you'll stand for him. Big if, isn't it?
Thank you,
that if was no
good. Praise God.
Praise God. It said, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions, everything we go through, the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You're not going through something strange. You're not going through something terrible that's just for you. It's something that everybody goes through. They're going to have stuff happen to them, sicknesses, disease, sorrow, loved ones passing away, whatever it is, but we can get through it. But we got to get through it with God. But the God of all grace, who hath called us in to his eternal glory by Christ, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect. Glory to God. Woo! That's that word they don't like using, ain't it? He said, make
bless
you perfect.
Lord.
Make you perfect. Glory to God. Well, there ain't nothing in the way between you and Jesus. Ain't nothing in your life. Ain't nothing that you do, ain't nothing that you say, ain't nothing that you think that gets between you and Jesus. Makes you perfect. He'll establish, strengthen, and settle you. And to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Glory to God. Think about what he's saying. He said, if you'll hold on and make it to the God of all glory, he'll strengthen you and make you perfect in his eyes. I'll never be perfect in the eyes of men because they don't like what I stand for, most of them, because most of them don't know Jesus. But glory to God today, you got a chance tonight. Hallelujah. You can get on the winning team because Jesus is going to win. See, I read the end of the book, and Satan ends up in an awful, awful place. And all that all that's deceived by it, all that don't yield into Jesus and give everything they got to him, praise God, is going to fall in that pit. And that pit is forever. But so is the kingdom of God. And we've been
praise
called unto
God.
It. We'll just go there.
Hallelujah.
But here's what it says over here in Matthew, glory to God, chapter 10, start to verse 24, the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It's enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call him of his household? If they call Jesus the devil, he cast out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. Remember that? How much more are they going to call us devils? Because we don't believe like they do, see. We bring conviction to their soul when we speak the words of God. So they're going to come against us, they'll call us hypocrites and devils and liars and thieves and this and that and the other. But you withstand that with your head in the air, knowing where you stand with God and knowing that he stands with you, and glory to God. And you can speak words to them that will convict them and cut them further than a knife, because the Holy Ghost will speak out of you. And he'll tell them, you know what, I love you. And what you do to me, I
love you.
Oh, you're putting me down. I'm not going to hold that against you. I know that's the devil.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm going to tell you this. You can get rid of him right now in Jesus' name. If you let me lay hands on you, pray, I believe you can get rid of that devil. See, there's strength in what God gives us. There's power in the name of Jesus. When we're praying and we get to call on Jesus' name, I look for something to happen. I look for his power to magnify itself through them that have faith in him. I look, glory to God, for the deaf to hear and the blind to see, the lame to walk. Glory to God, the sickness and disease to fade away. Hallelujah. I believe that sin and sorrow and sickness can be melted out of your life by the blood of Jesus Christ and faith in him. I believe that. I serve a God that can do that today, and people are still throwing that chance away. Glory to God. It said, don't fear them. Don't fear them, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. Think about
that. Amen.
I thought about this evening, what that'll mean to some people. Then, you can go to church for 40 years, 50 years, there every time the door is open. But you got something hid, it will be revealed. And I'm going to tell you a story Brother Yearwood told. I thought about this scene, I said, I'm going to tell this. Sister Betty will probably remember it. As a preacher, he called a preacher friend of his. And he told us, I need you to come over and pray for my wife. She's sick. Now, this can't. This, I've been praying for her. She just ain't getting no better. I want you to come over and pray for her. He said, all right, brother, I'll be over there and see. He goes over to his house. He got over to the man's house.
Hallelujah.
And he said, I'll come over and pray for your wife, will you? And he was getting his oil out of his pocket. And said, God spoke to him and said, tell him you want a cold drink of water. He said, Lord, I ain't thirsty. And God spoke to him again and said, tell him you want a cold drink of water. He told that man, said, can you get me a cold drink of water before we pray? He said, yeah, I got some refrigerator. And said, when he walked in there, that man walked behind. Said, when he opened his refrigerator doors, now this is another preacher. There's a case of beer in his refrigerator. And he told him, right there's why you can't get your prayer food. Right there's what's wrong. That's why she's not no bit. Right there, what you got in there, that's between you and God. Separate your prayers from heaven. That's what's wrong, brother. And you see what I'm saying? It ain't going to be nothing hid, nothing in our lives that's covered up that the world don't know, that God don't know. Hallelujah. When we stand before him, you stand there naked, everything in the open. He's going to see every sin, every secret thing. Glory to God. Them that was willing to turn loose of everything and suffer for him, and them that wasn't willing to give up their little favorite sin, their little word to get a beard through every now and then. I'm at my house, won't nobody know about it. And when I go to church preaching, make sure I ain't got time for bread. Well, what about the ones at home that does a little drinking every now and then? But they at church every Sunday with their hands in the air, shouting and hollering. And then they go home. And who do they deceive it? Nobody. Because God already knows. And he said it won't stay hid. He'll shout it from the rooftops, telling people who and what you are. You remember what brother said earlier? That the books will be opened. And then another book, which is the book of life. Them first books, one of them's yours. And you're the one writing it every day you live. Everything you do, what you do for Jesus, what you suffer through for him in his name's sake, and the gospel and the things you do for you that you know you should praise God is wrote in that book. And God is not going to cover it up unless you repent and turn from it and come to him and take your cross up and follow him every day. People, I read that because that had to be read tonight. I had to get to that tonight. Because we got so many out here today that deceives themselves. Lord, you know, they got all these crazy Bibles. You can't even follow what they're saying in church. But
amen.
They believe in them. They believe in them. Shortcuts to the gospel is what I call it. But it's a shortcut to hell. It leads you right out the door of salvation and right into the waiting arms of Satan. And he's glad to have you. Come on in, brother. There's plenty of room in my kingdom. There's plenty of room where I live. He's going to live in the lake of fire, burning with brimstone forever and ever. And said the smoke of that torment would rise up before the holy angels forever and ever. Friend, I don't want you going there. And I'm telling you today, if you can't suffer for Jesus, you probably don't have it. If nobody's ever come against you because you was preaching the word of God, let me tell you something. You probably don't know him right, or you didn't preach right, or you wasn't preaching out of this book. Praise God, you was preaching out of something that don't belong to God. And that's a fact.
Hallelujah.
I'm not a man of opinion. I can't judge you. Everybody said, you judge me. I got news for you. You can't judge me. I can't judge you. But the Bible said there is one that'll judge you. Jesus told us. He said, I won't judge you. Now, Jesus said that. But there is one that judge you. The word that I've spoken.
Yeah.
The word of God is going to judge you one day. And the word of God ain't got no ifs in it, but it tells you what to do it, how to live, how to serve God, how to give your body a living sacrifice, how to give him all your heart, your mind, and your soul, and your strength unto God and him alone. Praise God. But we get down here so wrapped up in this that we forget about him.
Thank God.
We serve him then. The Bible said they serve the creature more than the creator. Well, I didn't make me. And ain't no man made me. My mom and daddy didn't make me. Because Jesus told Jeremiah, knew you before you was born in your mother's womb. Your soul has to come from God. But it's your choice to go back home or not. It's your choice whether you go back home or not. And tonight you need to make that choice. Because hell's just, if you love the thought of heaven, wonderful place that it's going to be. With no dying, no crying, no tears from no kind. Hallelujah. No pain, no suffering, no sickness.
Hallelujah.
And then you think about how grand and glorious that'd be. Walk on streets of purest gold. The gates are made of pearl. The walls are made of jasper. Glory to God. All the mansions and beautiful places.
Thank you, Lord.
How the land will always give to us to eat and to drink. We got a river of living water flowing from the throne of God. We got the tree of life on each side of the river. We got all we could ever want. But you choose to go to that lake of fire, I believe you'll be able to look up and see us. And I don't think we'll be able to see you. I believe our eyes will be blinded to that evil. Because our souls are blinded to it. We don't want no part of it. And you can go out and love and practice everything this world's got. And you can claim to love God at the same time. But you're lying and deceiving yourself. And like I said, you don't have nothing hid from God. I thought I did for a while. I was getting by with stuff, you know. He wasn't punishing me and stuff. I was getting by with it. But boy, when it hit me, it hit me. And I hit them woods up behind mothers. When I come out of there, everything had changed. Yeah, I lost all my friends that I'd had for years. I lost them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I found new friends. I got a friend that's closer than a brother right now. He's inside me, with me everywhere I go. And it's the Spirit of God, Jesus Christ, called the Holy Ghost. Lives inside me. Every time I foul up, he brings it to my mind, Lord, forgive me. And I turn to that and don't do it no more. People, you can make a mistake, but you don't make it twice. Second time, it's not a mistake. I told you this. I'm preaching this way, just like Brother Don said, I love you. I tell you the truth. The truth's in the Word of God. It's not in me. It's not in Brother Doc, it's in the Word of God. We speak the Word of God. We tell you
yes.
stuff because we tell you this because heaven is not full. Heaven's not going to get full. If we all choose heaven, there'll be room for everybody. It don't matter your skin color, your denomination, your country of origin, whatever. Jesus died for every one of you. He died for this old boy. And if he died for me, I know he died for you. If he'll
yes.
forgive you,
hallelujah.
I know he'll forgive you. If
bless
you just cry
Lord.
Out and say, God, you know what? I've been going to church. I've got something that I never let
yes.
go of.
God.
I got a fault that God got against me. Forgive me and take that from my life. I don't want it no more, God. I want to get on that right road. I want to go, if I've got to suffer for you,
oh, yeah.
I want to do it now. I want to start today. But, Lord, I know that the blessing. He said the things that we go through here won't be worthy to be mentioned compared to the glory and the things we're going to get when we get there. That we won't never remember what we did, what we suffered, how people treated us, how they talked about us, how they lied on us, whatever. When we get there, all we remember is Jesus. And the good things he's done for us. How he carried us through every trial and every trouble, every tribulation, and delivered us from them all by his glory, his grace, his power, and his love. And he's offering that to you tonight, wherever and whoever you may be. He's offering you everything he's got to give, all. Be with you, be inside you, walk with you, guide you, teach you, show you, keep you from sin. Establish you, strengthen you, make you perfect. If you want that and you want God in your life, get down wherever you're at right now and ask him to forgive you and to come into your life. And if there's something you think you can't let go of, ask him to take it away from you. Just let go and he'll take it from you. He took stuff from me that I thought I'd have to go to some clinic or something, go through all rehabs and stuff. He took stuff from me in an instant. As other people have to go and stay in there a year to get rid of it. But he took it away just like that. Whatever you got that's hindering you with God, he'll take it away from you. He loves you that much. And I praise his name, and I love him. I love everybody out there, and I hope y'all feed it.
Yes,
feed it through the word.
Yes,
feed it through the message. Know that I care about you. I love you. I know the end of everything is supposed to be salvation unto God.
Hallelujah.
That's the end of our journey. It should be the salvation to God that we've made ourselves perfect before him. I need you to start tonight. Turn loose of everything that's in your way. Move it. Make your way to Jesus. He'll be there, and he's still got his arms out waiting for you to come inside. When you do, he's going to close them arms around you. You feel that old nail scar touch you, and you'll know you're home. And I love all that. Just ask you, please think about this tonight. We may have to go through some things, but everybody else is going through it too. COVID
bless
is just Christmas. It hit everybody. You got the flu goes everywhere. Cancer's in a lot of people, Christians, non-Christians. You know, we go through things. That's not what he's talking about. He said, suffer as a Christian. When they come against you because of your love for God, don't lose the love for God. Don't lose the love for them. Pray for them. Seek God on their behalf. Ask him to make them your brothers and sisters. We all be in the same thing. And I love you. Until next time I get to come on here, I'll turn it back to Sister Betty.
God bless you, brother.
Praise the Lord. Well, thank you for coming on and obeying the Lord. We're going to have Tim come around and sing a few songs, and then we'll get to the prayer request. I want to say to the ones on Facebook, if you have any prayer requests, just post them in the comments, and we'll see them there, and we'll pray over them.
Hallelujah.
And this song right here talks about the right road that Brother James is talking about. I was sitting in the middle of the crossroads, wondering which way you need to go. The road behind will lead you back to nowhere. And the other point to be places you don't know. You can see the many people moving forward. And others choose the only those who've left the way. Let me tell you about a road that is fast travel. It's a road that I have bring my age. I'm walking on the right road and I'm not alone. Walking with Jesus and I travel along. He took me by the cross and answered the sign. Saying I was home to God who I was. Oh, the high up in the valley, Lord, your comfort came and made me know. Oh, as I'm with him, I'm walking on the right road. Everyone must look at the crossroads. Forget about the road of past day. The cross will point you in the right direction. And in its shadow you will find his saving grace. Stop walking on the right road, you won't need alone. Walking with Jesus and travel alone. He'll take you by the coffin and just give you direction through the cleansing flood. All the high mountains to the valley low. He'll comfort you and let you know. As long as you're with him, you'll be walking on the right road. Walking on the right road and I'm not alone. Walking with Jesus and singing his song. I've been to the cross and under the blood. The soul and anchored in the cleansing blood. Over high mountains to the valley low. Keep walking with me wherever I go. As long as we're together, yes I know. Walking on the right road and I'm not alone. Walking with Jesus and singing his song. I've been to the cross and under the blood. A soul sin anchored in a cleansing flood. Over high mountains to the valley low. He'll comfort you and let you know. As long as you're with him, you'll be walking on the right road. Walking on the right road. Walking on the right road.
Thank you, Jesus.
Walking on the right. If you want to change your
Prayer requests been coming in. Junior and William, they need healing in their body. William's trying to take care of Junior, and he's not well himself, so he also needs Billy and Bonnie. I don't know if Bonnie's ever come out of the hospital yet. She hadn't just the other day. She's had surgery, and she needs prayer. Billy needs prayer. The kids, they need prayer. And just pray for Connie Jennings. She said that she's got osteoarthritis in her knees, and she's in extreme pain, and she works at the hospital, and she's in a lot of pain trying to work. So just remember her. And just remember my family. Like I said before, my sister passed away. And remember her immediate family. Her husband's having a hard time with it. And her daughter had a chemo treatment today. She's got leukemia, so remember her. Remember my brother-in-law. He also has leukemia, so pray for him. And remember my brother Bill. He's having some heart issues and going for tests. My brother Larry's in Nashville, supposed to have surgery to remove a blood clot filter that goes to his heart. And then they're going to send him to another specialist to see what else they can do for him. So remember him. Remember my niece, my nephew. Remember him and his family. The whole family are sick. They're the ones that had the little baby that died for 40 minutes and God brought back. We just thank God for bringing her back, but the whole family, even the baby, is sick.
Hallelujah.
So remember all of them. And remember all the people in the nursing homes, hospitals, jails, all the ones that are shut in and can't get out. I know my sister, she's in North Carolina, my oldest sister, and she needs prayer. She's bedfast. So remember her. And Samantha and her daughter have COVID. Remember them. Remember all the people that have the COVID, all the ones that have different kind of diseases and stuff wrong with them. Pastor Larry Callahan needs your prayers. And Larry Murr, he had knee surgery, needs prayer. Charles and Michelle Simmons, their grandson is needing prayer. Herbert Roach is recovering from a stroke. Remember him. Pamela Schaefer has high blood pressure, needs healing. Mark Carden is having surgery on his toe. Remember Vicky, the pastor's daughter. She's having some pancreas problems. Just pray for her healing. Willa Dean, let's remember her. She needs strength and healing in her body. My brother-in-law, Harold, had melanoma cancer surgery here last week, and he's needing a touch from God. He's got to go back for another surgery soon, so remember him. And remember Gladys Dittmer and her husband. They need prayer.
Amen.
Pray for my sister-in-law, Susan. She's having a hard time this time of the year with my brother just dying, and she's handicapped herself, so just remember her, that God will touch her and get her through this hard time.
Man.
And let's remember all of our loved ones that are lost out in sin. Let's remember all the churches around that are trying to lift up the name of Jesus. And we're just going to take all these to the Lord in prayer. So let's all just pray over them.
Praise God.
Lord, we just pray to you.
Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, as we come again, Lord, calling upon your great mighty name, Lord, we know you're God. As you, Lord, ain't no other tonight, God, if you hear, ain't your prayer move, God, in a mighty way, Jesus, tonight, Lord, across our great land. Our country, Lord, and them lost and undone. Father, without you, Jesus, we pray that you would heal their hearts, God, that they can find no peace, no rest, Lord, in their life, God, till they'll come. Have a true feet, Lord, and call your great name. Lord, tonight we thank you, Jesus, for the plan of salvation, Lord. We thank you tonight, Jesus. For dying on that cross, Lord, we could have life and have it more abundantly, God. We pray, Lord, that you would meet the needs of the people, Lord. Men read off here tonight in the need, Lord, that you would visit the homes and the hospitals, and Lord, you would touch them, God. Not tonight, Lord, is in need. Jesus said, God, it's a look unto you, Lord, for everything, because we know that you got all power, Lord, in heaven and in earth, God, and if we can believe you tonight, Lord, whatever we believe you for, God, tonight, you're well able, Lord, to move. Lord, all of tonight, Jesus, pray, Lord, tonight, you help for doubt and unbelief. Lord, help us, God, to stand on the word of God and be fully persuaded. Lord, tonight that we go on beyond man's imagination, get into the realm of the Spirit. Lord, because we know, God, that you're able to do exceedingly. Hey, fun for me, above more. Lord, that I can even think or imagine, God, you're able to go on beyond that. Lord, according to the power that works in us, God, I pray tonight, Lord, that you'll fill us with wisdom, you'll fill us with understanding, God, and we'll notice exactly, God, how to put our faith and our trust, God, in you. We'll reach out and grab a hold of it, Lord. God, we'll walk into the deepness and the realm of the Spirit, God. We'll see healing take place. People delivered and set free by the power of God, Lord. Oh, they'll come in and be saved. Glory to the name of Jesus. Let's each one of us tonight move in a powerful way. Save our nation, God. Save our country, God. Save our nation. We'll give you glory. We'll give you praise. Touch each one tonight. We'll thank the Lord. Deal with our old man, woman, or girl. Touch with Jesus. Don't let people die lost without you. Know that they're all the places of hell. Save them, Lord. Save them, Lord. In Jesus' holy name we pray. We believe you, God. So you will move, Lord.
Give you glory.
Visit the hospitals,
yeah,
nursing homes, people that said, I see you, units. Oh, you're still God, able and mighty. Jesus.
We believe that you're always able to do more.
Hallelujah. Lord, hear our cry, God. Hear our cry, Lord.
Praise
touch
you and honor
upon all these requests.
May you be pleased with us and all
Jesus,
we do.
We believe.
Praise you and thank you for it, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I see that we've already gone off the air, so we're going to say good night and God bless. And we love everyone. See you back next week on Blog Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ at 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, USA Standard Time. God bless. Good night.
Good night. God bless.
God bless y'all.
Love y'all.